President Bush today meets with one of the strongest U.S. allies in Asia, South Korean President Kim Dae-jung. Kim, who won the Nobel Peace Prize last year for his efforts toward reconciliation on the Korean Peninsula, lost no time in scheduling this visit. He's eager to advance U.S. negotiations with North Korea on missile proliferation, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Since he took office 3 years ago, Kim Dae-jung has been driven by the desire to bring about lasting peace on the divided Korean Peninsula. The persecuted human rights activist who rose to become president persistently reached out to his hostile communist neighbor. He found North Korea, badly in need of food aid, quite receptive. Leaders of the two Koreas held their first summit last year. It was followed by a reduction in tensions that led to an exchange of high-level visits between Washington and Pyongyang. Wendy Sherman served as President Clinton's North Korea policy coordinator. She says the two sides had all but finalized a deal on curbing North Korean missile development. President Clinton hoped to go to North Korea to sign it.
In the end, Clinton made the right but regrettable decision not to proceed. There simply was not enough time, given the presidential election, the ongoing Middle East peace process, to vet an agreement with Congress, the incoming administration, our allies, especially South Korea and Japan, and visit Pyongyang for a summit, all before Inauguration Day.
The Clinton administration was preoccupied with the battle for electoral votes in Florida, also trying to negotiate peace in the Middle East. And there were no assurances that a Republican administration, if it won the election, would support the deal with North Korea.
However, an agreement to verifiably stop all exports and related activities and to verifiably stop the development, production, deployment, and testing of whole classes of missiles was within reach.
Kim Dae-jung is expected to push the United States to resume the negotiations. The Bush administration is expected to approach North Korea with caution. Secretary of State Colin Powell speaking at a news conference yesterday.
As I said previously, and especially in my confirmation hearings, we do plan to engage with North Korea to pick up where President Clinton and his administration left off. Some promising elements were left on the table, and we'll be examining those elements.
Powell said one priority of the new administration would be to synchronize its North Korea policy with what the South Koreans are doing. One possible area of trouble, the administration's commitment to national missile defense. The program has antagonized China, Russia, and North Korea, and that's of great concern to both South Korea and Japan. Last week, when Russian President Vladimir Putin was in Seoul, he and Kim Dae-jung issued a joint communique. It affirmed both nations' commitment to the anti-ballistic missile treaty, as well as some other arms control pacts. The move was interpreted as an expression of concern by Kim Dae-jung over national missile defense. Ambassador Douglas Paul is president of the Asia-Pacific Policy Center. He was special assistant for national security affairs under Presidents Reagan and Bush Sr. Paul says missile defense will come up today at the White House.
I think it'll be an issue certainly at the press conference, if not across the table between the two presidents. But I don't think it's an impossible one to bridge.
Wendy Sherman, the former Clinton advisor, urges the new administration to pursue a North Korea policy that includes diplomacy, deterrence, as well as defense. She suggests developing missile defense, but without giving up on a missile deal with the North Koreans. Ambassador Paul says the Bush administration understands that the two are not mutually exclusive.
And one should not assume that because North Korea's missiles are negotiated away, if that achievement is possible, that national missile defense is no longer something to be pursued by the United States government.
The two presidents will address other issues today. Both countries are experiencing economic downturns, for instance, but security will dominate. Both presidents are under pressure from conservatives, suspicious that North Korea is being coddled and has no intention of changing its behavior. They demand to know why North Korea continues to build its military while the world donates food for the starving North Korean people. President Kim probably will hear that question tomorrow when he visits Capitol Hill. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.